Starbucks reveals a secret ingredient.
Starbucks
and
admitted
very
it
well
uses dried beetles.
Using beetles in a popular drink.
When the Star Bugs story broke, the news went berserk. And why not? After all, most people didn't know that a specific type of insect is commonly used to enhance the red color of some processed foods. But not everyone was surprised.
My name is Tatiana Rosso-Limo. I am professor at Dalhousie University, and I am a specialist in insects.
Rosso-Limo says the so-called Betelgeuse story was blown way out of proportion.
There are no juices that are made of beetles. If we talk about this dye that people are using for centuries, it's made of females of scale insects.
They're not beetles.
No, they're not beetles at all.
Rosso-Limo says they don't even look like beetles.
They look very different. They look like females. They look like barnacles. They're sitting on the stem of the plant and they're drinking juice from there.
In South America, the practice of turning them into a red dye is a major industry. And these days, you can even see how it's done on YouTube.
Look what happens when you take some of these bugs and we grind them up into a powder. It turns into a brilliant scarlet red dye.
Starbucks' use of the dye was an attempt to move away from synthetic colorants. But public disgust was just too much. And that really bugs Professor Rosso-Limo. After all, honey comes from insects. And it's basically just regurgitated bee barf.
So, and also when this the honey is made, because it's supposed to be extracted from the cells, so why bees are making this honey? Because they're feeding with this honey their offsprings, their larvae. And it means that when it's extracted from there, of course, pieces of this larvae and pieces of eggs and everything is going to get in the honey. It's nothing wrong with it.
Some vegans, however, would disagree. Matthew Gass manages a restaurant with a clientele that often says no to honey.
We have altered some of our salad dressings, and we do have to make alterations to accommodate people who are not down with honey. Our lentil burger, for instance, is our most popular menu item. It's served with like a honey mustard, but we just substitute a maple mustard dressing for those customers who don't want to consume any honey.
Avoiding all animal products and additives is often a daunting task for vegans. Carol Culhane is with the Canadian Institute of Food Science Technology. She says most Canadians have no idea how many animal additives are in the foods they eat.
They might be surprised. They might be intrigued. Should the bee put off? No.
As an example, Culhane points to lanolin. It's a product that's derived from the gland secretions of wool-bearing animals, such as sheep. It's often used in chewing gum.
It is. It's also the source of what they call natural vitamin D, and that would be the source of it, is the lanolin in the sheep's wool.
And since it was a popular drink that kicked off this investigation, let's have a closer look at another widely sold beverage. Culhane says Red Bull's crucial ingredient is animal-based. It's called taurine.
And taurine there comes from the Latin word for taurus, meaning bull, and it is the bile from the bull, which is the source of the taurine. That doesn't seem to alienate consumers.
Even a simple apple, surely something a vegan would have nothing to worry about, is often covered in a wax that can be derived from secretions of the lac bug. As for Starbucks' strawberry frappuccino, Culhane says if it's approved, she doesn't see a problem with the use of the cochineal bug. But the die has already been cast, and the company says it plans to pull the controversial ingredient. For CBC Radio, I'm Blair Sanderson.